With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Instagram employees are stealing Instagram accounts and selling them, and now they're trying to silence me. That means that none of your pictures, messages, any of that is safe on Instagram. It's been almost a year now that my account has been targeted and I've been dealing with this, and this has been happening to a lot of other people. The first time that my account was stolen from me by an Instagram employee, it was in October 2021, and they began to impersonate me and scam my followers for money. And luckily, I was able to get my account back before they swapped and sold my username. This time, I also have the name of the Facebook employee who did it. Don't ask me how I got it, because I'm not gonna tell you. If you have been hacked or locked out of your account before on Instagram, I'm sure that you know that Instagram's customer service is impossible to get a hold of. Well, I actually did get a hold of someone, and I spoke to them on the phone, and they did not help me. I have since then posted on Twitter, adding the head of Instagram, and they have tried to ban my Twitter by reporting me for impersonation and botting retweets to my account. This time, they used the employee to also bypass the 14-day wait period to change a username. And then they proceeded to post porn to my Instagram to have it banned on purpose. And since October, I've received a ridiculous amount of harassment. I've had my Snapchat banned, and I've received death threats, all because I refused to let someone take my Instagram from me. And Instagram, your employees are encouraging this and enabling this and are the cause of this. And until Instagram actually addresses this issue and addresses this issue internally, none of us are safe on Instagram. None of you. I know what you're gonna say, like, oh, you sure you didn't click a link? You got phished? No, I did not. I'm very, very much aware of those. And I also keep 2FA with the Google Authenticator app on my phone. If you don't know what the Google Authenticator app is, it's an app that basically continuously recycles two-factor codes like every 30 seconds or 60 seconds. So hypothetically, even if you were to have the password to my account, the only way to get into it is by entering the code that is cycled within that minute from the app only located on my phone, my personal cell phone. And for further confirmation, this is what I see when I try to log into my account after being hacked. To secure your account, we've reset your password. Instagram reset my password for me. And then at that point, my email, my phone, everything is wiped from the account and there's nothing I can do. And I am just hoping that this video brings some awareness and gets to the right people so that this can stop and we can be safe on Instagram.
Yo, what the literal shit balls. You want to know what? We're going to roll the intro and then we're going to talk about this, okay? Because, okay. What up, booze? It is your girl, B, and welcome back to another episode of the Sis Get Your Ish Together podcast. I hope that everybody's having a great day today. I hope that you woke up feeling revived and rejuvenated with faith that everything that you spoke about with your spirit team the night before is being worked out for you in the background somehow, some way. But please remember, that you got to help your spirit team help you, all right? That means you got to put yourself in the position to get the things that you want. Knees to chest, because that's right. Even the person who wishes to win the lottery knows that they got to play the numbers. It is currently minutes to 1 p.m. here in beautiful, sunny, love that for me, Montreal, Canada. And today, oh man, well, you heard it, right? Today we're going to talk about how Instagram is fucked. Fubar. Fucked up beyond all recognition. And none of us are safe. You have to be an 80s baby to know what Fubar is. Shout out to us. Anyways, listen, strap in, because this doesn't only affect content creators. This affects you as a regular content consumer on Instagram. It affects everybody. So strap up, put your seatbelt on, go get a snack, a juice box, or a glass of wine. We're about to report on some news today, okay? Let's get into it. Not me saying that we're going to report on some news today. Who the fuck did I think I am? Hi, we're going to report on... Welcome to WPGG. We're going to report on some news today. This just in. Okay, stop. Just stop. So, you heard the young lady that just spoke in earlier. So, her name on TikTok is S-O-U-L-L-I-G. Soul with two L's. IG on TikTok. I was minding my business one day. That's a lie. You're never minding your own business when you're scrolling through anything. I was minding other people's businesses on TikTok. And on my For You page, this young lady popped up. And I was like, I believe her. I 1000% believe her, yo. And let me tell y'all. Do you remember? Not remember. It's still happening. What am I talking about? I know you have all heard at this point in time, you have all heard content creators that you enjoy, your faves, whatever, talk about, yo, I only have insert whatever page here. Please do not fall for the scamming pages. Do not fall for the impersonation pages. Who are impersonating us and then sending you a DM talking about some, hey dear, do you want a reading? Hey dear, your ancestors have a message for you. Hey dear, blah, blah, blah. Like, stop. Nobody's DMing y'all. Nobody is following you back. And it's not to sound mean, but it's like, think. Nobody is following you back. Nobody's sending you a DM. And a lot of these pages are offering, these impersonation pages are sending you DMs offering readings. And these people don't even do fucking readings. So it's like, anyways. I'm sure you've seen it, and some of y'all have been a victim of it. Some of y'all have had people impersonate you. I can tell you that this has been going on for, I think, like 2 years. It's an ongoing thing. I know that I have, there are so many impersonation pages of me at this point. I can't even be bothered. If you type in the Crimson Kiss, you'll see me, and then you'll see the Crimson Kiss with an underscore. You'll see the Crimson Kiss with three S's. You'll see the Crimson Kiss, whatever. Like, same thing with my Sis Get Your Ish Together Instagram. You'll type in Sis Get Your Ish Together, you'll see me. And then you'll see Sis Get Your Ish Together with an underscore, Sis Get Your Ish Together with a dot or X. And it's like, and then they have like, oh, it's just ridiculous. It's just fucking ridiculous. And they've stolen our content and they have it on their page. Right? And we have been banging our heads against the wall trying to tell y'all, like, look, I know, and we know that you're just looking out. People will send us DMs constantly getting flooded with DMs in the comments. Yo, somebody's impersonating you. And we 100% know that y'all are looking out for us. 100%. It's so frustrating, though, because Instagram does nothing for us. I'm going to repeat that. Instagram does literally nothing for us. And this is not a alleged thing. This is a fact. Do you know how many times that I've reported impersonation accounts only to get met with Instagram telling me that they do not see that person has not violated, or that page has not violated any guideline communities, any community guidelines? Do you know how many times I gave up? I stopped. I stopped because it's pointless. It's actually pointless. I'm really passionate about this. So like naturally so, because it affects, anyways. So you're going to hear that in my voice, but time and time and time again, like Instagram, what the fuck are you, by the way, for those of y'all who have never filled out an impersonation report, this is how it goes. You have to fill it out through the Instagram app. You have to upload a photo ID of yourself, a government ID, so your passport or your driver's license, right? You have to enter the name of the page that is impersonating you, okay? Then you have to wait for Instagram to send you an email to then do the same thing all over again. They send you an email and they're like, please upload a valid ID, whatever the case may be, for them to tell you, oh, this person isn't, the page you're reporting is not violating any community guidelines. Or what happens to me all the time is, this is not a valid ID. What? I'm literally holding up my passport and you're telling me that this is not a valid ID? Constantly. I can literally go through my email right now and literally show you all the amount of times that I get met with this. It's so infuriating. It's so frustrating. And then Instagram has the fucking nerve. Big time app, man. Worldwide social media app with billions of users, and you're making billions of dollars. You mean to fucking tell me that you cannot get together a fucking a customer service team that answers the phone through Mondays to Fridays from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.? Are you joking? So you're the only company who you just can't be bothered to do that. You're the only, you just can't be bothered to have human beings who answer the fucking phone when people are having issues on your app. On your app, by the way, that you continue to make hell for people to use, that you continue to make it harder and harder and more frustrating and more frustrating and more discouraging and discouraging for people to use. Your app, by the way, that you are, imagine they have people paying for this app, yo, like paying to use the, like paying for advertisements. Oh, because ever since the algorithm got fucked up, they fucked with the algorithm and they changed the algorithm. You, good luck to you on Instagram. And they've done that on purpose. I don't care what anybody says, so that you pay for advertisements. So you mean to tell me that on an app where I can give you money to do something for me, I can't get in touch with somebody on the fucking phone when shit is going wrong on your app? Oh, no. Like, I can't. So many content creators are sick and tired of being sick and tired of this fucking app. And let me tell you, what this young lady just said about her account being stolen, I believe her. And the comment section, clearly in her comment section, people are like, yo, this happened to me too. This happened to me too. This happened to me. Everybody can't be lying. Everybody cannot be lying, yo. I'm telling y'all, and y'all know that I have, I'm not afraid to speak my mind about Instagram, and this is not the first time. You know that I'm very honest about my gripes with Instagram, and while I share it openly, and while I don't talk to y'all about it every single day, I'll talk about it when shit is really popping off. But behind the scenes, trust and believe, content creators are talking about it every single day. And you might not be a content creator, so you're thinking to yourself, well, this doesn't affect me. It does affect you because you consume content. So if the content creators are having all this trouble, there goes the content that you like to consume. Do you see what I'm saying? It's like when you say, oh, well, the employees at Starbucks, what they're going through doesn't affect me. Yeah, it does. Because if you like to eat or drink at Starbucks and the people them are having problems and they're going to have to shut down Starbucks, it's going to affect you. Do you get what I'm saying? So it's like whatever you consume from the people who are creating it, when the creators are having an issue, it affects the consumers. Always keep that in mind, right? So, this has been going on for so long. I remember one time I was like airing out my grievances and my frustrations about this whole impersonation shit. And somebody had said to me, don't talk to her no more, but somebody had said to me at the time, was like, yo, I believe that Instagram is doing this because there's no way. She's like, I believe Instagram is doing this because there's no fucking way that so many people are going through the same thing and Instagram isn't doing anything about it. So many people are experiencing impersonation accounts and nobody, like I think one out of every 1,000 per people who report it might get an answer or might get the page get taken down. And I remember saying like, you want to know what? That makes sense. And I believe it too. I believe it too. I believe that IG is doing this, themselves. Period, point blank. For what? And I think I said this before. I think I said this on another episode. But for what? No. I've never seen an app so determined to self-implode. I've never seen an app so determined to make things harder and harder for the people who use their app. What the fuck are you doing? What are you doing? And then you don't even have customer service that we can talk to people on the phone to rectify our issues, our very real and valid issues. Kofi from, oh my God. I always forget his name. Everything Black Men Love. That's not it. Hold on. Express Yourself Black Men is Kofi. What did I say? Everything Black Men Love. Oh. Kofi from Express Yourself Black Man has gone on so many fucking tangents and rightful tangents about the fact that he cannot get in touch with Instagram. He was locked out of his whole, for 6 months, I think, he was not able to access his analytics. For 6 months, he was not able, as a business account, was not able to access his analytics. And no matter how many times he reached out to Instagram, nobody was helping him. What the fuck is that? For 6 months, yo. 6 months. Imani, who y'all know Imani, she's a friend of the show. Imani was granted being able to make money from Reels, right? They gave her, I forget what the account is, what the thing is called, like a, oh, you've now have access to make money from your Reels. I don't know. And she's like, okay, cool. Like, thanks. And then when she goes to input whatever she needs to input, they're not letting her do it. She's like, okay, what the hell is going on here, right? I never had access to badges. I have access to get paid for a reel? No, I don't have access to any of that. When I messaged them to ask them what's going on, you think they answer? No. And this is just three people. Like, imagine everybody. The shit is ridiculous. I'm going to go through this girl's comments. Right? So, and she literally says, she says, at KABUS on Instagram is also a culprit behind all of this. Okay? Somebody else says, Instagram has gone downhill and I wish people would collectively stop using it. It should not be this stressful to just make content. Like, as content consumers, you probably don't know, and why would you, right? Like, I get it. Don't know what goes on behind the scenes. But like, when I tell you that this app has us running on fucking hamster wheels, even something as simple as, okay, I'm going to tell y'all this, right? Instagram, you know how when you see somebody's stories or user stories, you can put a link in the story, right? So you do your story and then you're like, oh, whatever it is that you're selling or whatever it is that you have to offer, you can add a link and say, click here. Do you know that every time you add that link, Instagram suppresses your stories? I can't make this up. If you add an, listen, some of y'all are probably like, oh my God, wait a minute, that is happening to me. Right, think about it. How many times have you added a link to your story and then seen your views and your stories go down because you added a fucking link compared to when you don't add a link? It's stupid shit like that. What's the point of giving us something to use and then punishing us for using it? It's because Instagram wants to keep people on their app. What they don't understand is if you would let people be free and do what the fuck they want to do, they would be on your app anyways. People are not like, oh, I can click this link and buy something from Amazon. Let me stay on Amazon all day and never come back to Instagram. That's not what's fucking happening, you crazy people. Oh, let me click this link and go to, you know, the Crimson Kisses website, buy a book, and then never come back on Instagram. That's not what's happening. That's not what's happening. But you trying to force people, like people are they're leaving the app to do what they need to do, and then they're coming back on their own because people are addicted to Instagram. It is what the fuck it is. They're not leaving you, bro. But you trying to force people to stay on the app by punishing people for having people leave the app for 5 minutes is insane. Why are you giving us links in our bio then? And why are you giving us link stickers if you're going to punish us for using it and suppress how many people see it? Why do my, and not just my, so many people have audience members, people who are following them, who have their notifications turned on, purposely turned on, because they want to see when their fave posts a post. They want to see when their fave goes live. They want to know. They purposely turn their notifications on, and yet they never get a notification. Why is it that every 5 minutes people are like, yo, I never see your stuff in my feed? And like, I was like, yo, what happened to so-and-so? What happened to this? Why are you randomly following people on our behalf? Do you know how many times I open my Instagram and I'm like, on my feed, I'm like, who the fuck is this? Right? And I'm like, oh, maybe it's an ad. It's not an ad. I go look and I see that I'm following this person randomly, never. And I know who I follow. I know who I follow. I know. And I'm like, who the fuck is this? And why am I following you? How did we get here? And this is not just happening to me. It's happening to so many people. Why are you doing this, Instagram? For what? For what? It's getting out of hand. Every 5 minutes, oh, don't use a hashtag. Yes, use a hashtag. Oh, certain hashtags are banned. These hashtags are okay. No, now they're not okay anymore. This, I'm telling you, it is such a shit show. And I'm tired. And I know you guys have heard me say this before, but I'm really tired. And this time I have a plan. I have a good plan. This time I have a good plan and it's working. I've thrown it against the wall. It's definitely working, but I have a great escape plan. And I suggest, as a content creator, if you're listening to this, you make yourself a great escape plan too. And I suggest for those of y'all who are content consumers, when you see your faves going places, I suggest you just go where they're going. I'm not trying to be on some like follow la lida, 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 follow la lida, ta ta, follow la lida. That's what I'm trying to say. But at the same time too, I'm not telling y'all, look. Just go where they're going. If they have email lists, sign up for their email lists, man. If they have a membership, get into their membership. If they have webinars going on, get into their webinars. If they have, okay, if you want to keep up to date with your faves, just, most of your faves have different tiers and different levels, like, you know, where you can get into where they have the free tier, they have, you know, a $10 tier, a $20 tier, and then all the way up. So just get in where you could fit in, right? Because this app, mark my words, is shot to shit, and it's only getting worse. They are so busy, and I really hate when apps do this. They are so busy trying to force people to stay on this app by stealing everybody else's stuff. Oh, now they want to be like TikTok. Oh, now that you can pin this to your profile. Oh, now you can this. Now you can add it. Like, you're so busy trying to be everybody else because you want everybody to be on your app. Notice how all these other apps created their own lanes. Instagram is the only one who's stealing from people. It's disgusting. Like, it's giving desperate. It's giving super desperate when you could have been just fine because people were enjoying your app for exactly what it was. People were enjoying Instagram for pictures. People were enjoying Instagram for quotes. People were enjoying Instagram for still fucking photos. Like, and then people were enjoying TikTok for the videos. People enjoy Pinterest for what Pinterest gives. Like, everybody has, every app has their own lane, and Instagram is the only fucking app that is trying to be like everybody else, and as a result, ruining itself. Literally ruining itself. Holy shit. You know?
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Instagram has been the number one source of my mental and emotional fucking insanity. No, really and truly. And I said to myself, you want to know what? This is not worth it for me. This is not worth it. This is not, like, how dare you punish people who have been on your app and who get people, by the way, on your app too, for 10 plus years? How dare you? Like, what are we doing? I hope that this girl sues, and I hope a class action lawsuit comes out of this. I hope that Instagram gets sued out of their fucking assholes, yo. Because this doesn't make any sense. I'm tired of this app constantly gaslighting us. I'm tired of this app constantly gaslighting their users. I'm sick and tired of it, man. I hope, you know what? Look at this. Someone says, you have to hire a lawyer and sue Instagram. She said, actually, I'm calling tomorrow morning. Someone else said, I believe it. Someone said, it sounds like this is about to be a class action lawsuit if it's been happening to multiple people. Listen to this. Somebody said, I feel you. My account was deleted yesterday for impersonating myself at 970,000K. Like, what? She said, I just got mine back, but I paid for it. So let me tell you. One of the meme pages, we're cool. I'm cool with a lot of the meme pages, but one of them, and I don't want to say her name in case, like, she doesn't want any. But she had this happen to her, and she had to pay $5,000 to get her account back. If you fucking think it's, first of all, I was like, what? $5,000 she had to pay to get her account back. Now, I know you're thinking to yourself, like, bro, it's never that serious. It's never that serious. Here's the thing. Her meme pages make money, by the way. Okay. They make money through ads. They make money through promos, which are ads. They make a lot of money, actually, right? That's her bread and butter. So the people who stole the page are now like, sure, I'll give it back to you. Here's $5,000. Give me $5,000 to give you back your page. Or they're paying Instagram employees. You think it's a joke? Yeah, I work for Instagram, whatever, da da da. Like, I'll get you your page back, but it's going to cost you $5,000. This is not a one-off thing, man. This is happening consistently and constantly. This shit is insane. Okay? Insane. Someone said, this happened to me 2 weeks ago. Spoke with someone on the phone. So she managed to get to someone on the phone. That's one in a million. And it went absolutely nowhere, down to file a class action lawsuit. Someone else said, literally impossible to talk to a real worker on IG. All three of my accounts have been taken down without no warning. There were no violations, nothing. Someone said, the fact that their employees are costing businesses money should be investigated criminally. Someone else said this happened to me 4 times. Twice this month for quote unquote impersonation right before I was about to do a huge campaign. Someone else said the same thing happened to me. Someone else said, no, literally they deleted my account that I had for 10 years. I never posted anything bad or broke rules. Someone else said, look. Someone else said, so interesting because literally lately I have been following lots of people that I've never followed to the point where I thought someone has hacked me. Yo, this goes on. And someone said my IG was taken down at 3K. They asked me to send in ID photo IDs. I did as instructed and never got it back. Look, I'm telling y'all right now, put yourself in the position, get while you can, do what you need to do because nobody is safe. It ain't safe, it ain't safe, it ain't safe, it ain't safe, okay? I'ma hit it one night and a da-da. Fuck, and then I get some money, sorry, right? I'm telling y'all right now, start making other moves for yourself. I'm telling y'all to start making other moves for yourself. Content creators, it's going to take some time, but while you can, start building other avenues. If you don't have an email list, start building it now, man. If you go where you need to go, do what you need to do, prepare the others because moves have to be made. I know I sound like I'm like, everybody panic. I really do. I'm aware that's probably how I sound, but I'm not trying to invoke panic in you guys. I'm trying to invoke you guys to be proactive and to start making moves because, for a lot of content creators, this is your marketplace. I completely understand that. Hello. Completely understand that. That's where you sell your books. That's where you earn your living, you know, and these social media platforms have made it so for the last how many years that you can earn a living and normalize being a content creator, somebody who gets paid to produce content, right? And right now, the space that we used so much is in jeopardy. Our content, our livelihood is in jeopardy in these spaces. So I suggest that you prepare the others. Like I said, you can have different tiers. Look, I have my email list. I do my webinars. I'm now doing webinars twice a month. And I have my membership, right? Which PS, by the way, segue, this is the perfect time to announce this. If you're not in the Sis Get Yours Together membership, get in there this month because this is the last month that you could get in for the price that it's at. Next month, we're raising the rent. There's way too much going on in that membership. We give way too much for, you know, as it should. So get in now so you can lock in at the current price because then you'll have rent control. So when we raise the rent, you won't be affected. www.authorccb.com. The link is also in the show notes as always. Guys, the show notes is the description. I think some people don't know what the show notes are. The show notes is literally the description of the episode. If you open the description of the episode, whether it's on Apple or Spotify, it says whatever the description is. And then you'll see it says www.authorccb.com. That's a clickable link. You could click it. I think some people are like, what are show notes? That's what it is. It's just the description. We have classes in there already happening like codependency 101, trauma bonding, twin flames, soulmates. We have guided meditation that go on once a month. We have collective shadow readings that I do once a month. We have a bunch of rooms as well, like topic rooms. I'm doing air quotes, you can't see me, but like topic rooms that like, there's so many of them. We keep adding them because we want the membership to be not just about like shadow work and like deep in your wound lands, like, you know, inner work, healing and stuff. Part of healing is also playfulness, laughter, you know, smiling, all that stuff. So we have a bunch of topic rooms that are like beauty rooms, pet rooms, game nights, movie nights, all that stuff. So people can go where they want to go at their leisure. The way this it's set up is really like its own little mini social media. It's really dope. It has its own app. You'll see once you get there. All the ladies in the membership right now, all the ladies in the place with style and grace are really dope. We like to call it our little secret society. All we ask is trust, and within a week, watch your arm freeze up. Some of y'all are too young to know where that bar is from. Google it. Time to be fucking with y'all. We also do self-care challenges. I have a weekly self-care calendar. Anyways, just get in the fucking membership, man. Get in the membership. Because I'm telling you right now, and this is another reason why I'm so happy that things went the way that they did for me. I'm so happy that I ended my first membership because of where I was then in that time in my life. And I came back around and was able to get clear, and shout out to Imani for the push, and started the membership back up again, because it is really true. When you step away from something, you can get a lot of clarity. And if you need to come back, you can come back and do it better. So I'm really happy this is the way that it went for me. My goal right now is to build that membership. I have a certain number in my mind. It's really not that big of a number either. You'd be surprised. It's really not that big of a number. But my goal is to have as a certain number in mind. And then Instagram is going to see me twice a month if you're lucky on Instagram. And it's literally just going to be to push either a webinar or the membership. Because I'm not doing this. This is insane. I will use Instagram so long as it uses me. Do you get what I'm saying? And I'm not going to drive myself crazy either. That's why I barely answer the comments anymore. And I'm just like, whatever. Because I'm not putting my energy in there like that anymore. I can't. I'm not creating new fucking content for Instagram. Instagram can get all the reposts. Instagram can get recycled content. I'm not doing it no more. I'm really not doing it. You know, when a new book comes out, I'll drop it there. Like I said, I'm really focused on my podcast and my membership. That's it. When I have a new book, my podcast listeners will hear it. I'll drop it here. Boom. If the Instagram is still around, I'll drop it on Instagram. Boom. My email list. Drop it in my email list. Like, you know, you can also sign up for my email list if you would like. That link is in my bio as well. Or it's at www.authorccb.com as well. Right? I just can't anymore, yo. I literally just can't. You know, let me tell you. And then Instagram don't even let you grow anymore. Let me tell you. I was minding my business one day, and my brain was like, yo, B, you want to try a ting? And I was like, sure, I'm down to try a ting. And then I was like, wait a minute. What type of a ting? Because last time we tried a ting, it got us into some trouble. And my brain was like, nah, not that kind of ting. It doesn't involve a dick. I was like, all right, bet. What? let's go. I'm down. And my brain was like, you want to try a ting on TikTok? And I was like, sure, let's try a ting on TikTok. So some of y'all know I have a TikTok. It is Miss CCB. Hold on a second. It is. I don't know what my TikTok name is. TikTok, you don't stop. And it's Miss CCB on TikTok, right? And I think I started that page. Anyways, I've already explained the story of like what happened with that page when I started it, blah, 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 how it like blew up overnight, all this stuff. I already told that story in some episode. I don't know where it is, so good luck with that. But my brain had this idea and was like, yo, let's start a separate TikTok. Don't tell anybody. So zero followers, following zero people. Let's start a separate TikTok that is only for books. So Miss CCB, I use that TikTok to push my podcast, right? That's like at the end of every TikTok video I do over there, at the end, there's a trailer for my podcast. So that's literally to push my podcast. Cool. I was like, let's start a TikTok just to push your books and see what happens. That is only for books. So I was like, bet, let's do it. Let's try it. I open up a new TikTok account, Author CCB. Is that my name on TikTok now? Yeah. Author CCB, right? Zero followers, following zero people. I told nobody. I wanted to know what it was like, one, to start from scratch. You know how they say, you ever told yourself, if I can go back in time with what I knew now, right? With what I know now and apply it back then, I would XYZ. This was one of those moments. It was literally like me being able to go back in time, knowing all what I know now about social media and starting all over again. So I was like, brain, I'm down for the challenge. Let's do this. 6 days ago, I opened this TikTok account. I start the TikTok, okay? Again, zero followers, zero anything. Don't tell anybody. I start posting. I currently have 185 followers, and two of my posts, one has 6,800 views, the other one has 6,100 views, 6,000, whatever, 1,400 views. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I have 7 posts on here. The other one has 900 views. One has 2. But you understand what I'm saying? Instagram would never let me get that reach. And I was like, oh, okay. And then I found myself, found myself a little formula that is clearly working over there. And I'm like, okay, bet. So now that I know what I know now, that TikTok is just going to be for books. That is it. It is just going to be for books, 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 books. I have a nice little formula going for myself for books. And then the other TikTok will be just to push my podcast, much like I was trying to do on Instagram with the two separate pages, the Sketch Ish Together and the Crimson Kiss, because that's where I started out, right? But I'm very much reverting back to all of that. Anything extra is going to be in my membership. That's it, or my podcast. But like, you know, teaching and going into detail about, you know, about these lessons and this and the third, I'm not doing it. I'm not arguing with people on Instagram no more. I'm tired. I'm tired. I'm not doing no more lives. That's another thing too. That's cut. That's done. I've been showing up on Instagram live for a very long time, once a day for like 3 or 4 years. That's cut too. The only time people are going to see me, if you're not in the membership, then the only time you can see me is through a webinar. Because boundaries, baby, putting my foot down. I've put in too much work. I'm tired now. That's enough. Wrap it up. And now I'm like super clear about what I'm doing where, what spaces are getting what for me, how I'm managing my time. And that's it. You know, that's it. I start to realize that like people are fucking, anyways, like it's just a lot. It's just a lot. So, if you're listening to this right now and you're a content creator, get you some boundaries, tighten up and do what you need to do, man. So yeah, this is my story about it. This is today's rant. This is the news, the ranting news on KWFGB about Instagram. I hope that y'all take it seriously and you start making your moves, man, because you could wake up in the morning and your Instagram is fucking gone, clearly, evidently. Okay? And then what happens? You know? So start making moves that you need to make. Post about, if you open up an email list, post about it every single day. If you have a membership, post about that shit every single day. If you're doing, post about it every single day. Creatively, do it creatively. I mean, but like, prepare the others. Some people are going to come with you, some people won't, and that's perfectly okay, because in my opinion, I know for myself, like for instance, my membership, I want women in there who are not trolls, who are like-minded women, who are women who are ready to do their work, who are women who get along with other women, right? Who are women who are dope, who are women who can read, right? Can read what's been written or hear what's been said and not like twisted and turned into other things. Like, so my goal is not to have, you know, 100,000 fucking members. That I 1,000% don't want. I promise you, I don't want that. Right? I'm not trying to limit myself, but I actually don't want that. That sounds insane to me, and it gives me anxiety. I don't want it. But my goal is to have women who are about that life. That's it. You know? So whoever doesn't come. It is what it is. I mean, it's okay. Right? But I'm also learning a lot through this process. I'm learning a lot when I do webinars. I'm learning a lot when it comes to the membership. I'm just learning a lot. And I'm grateful for the growth. And as fucked up as Instagram is and how infuriating it has been, how infuriating and how frustrating it has been, I'm grateful for the lessons that I was able to take and the way that it has pushed me to move myself. The way that it has pushed me to challenge myself and go beyond my comfort zone. I'm grateful for the way that it has allowed me to recreate myself, to refine myself, to get really clear on who I'm going to serve, when I'm going to serve them, and readjust my boundaries to move accordingly. That's why I always tell y'all, man, there is a blessing in every lesson. And you know, a lot of times we feel like things are happening to us, but really they're happening for us. I know everybody ain't ready to hear that. That's okay, but that's how I feel for myself. You already know how I feel. So for me, I'm really grateful, and that is it. I'm going to stop rambling. This is 43 minutes long. But I know I kept some of y'all company while you were folding your clothes or doing your dishes or maybe taking a drive. Maybe you were in traffic. So I appreciate y'all. Again, if you're a content consumer, you know, go take heed. And if you're a content creator, take heed, man. Okay. I'm not saying that by the way, you know, I know TikTok has its own issues. Trust and believe. I know TikTok has its own issues. But I was just saying that I was saying the TikTok thing just to show you guys like how easy growth is on there right now and to get in while you can. But if you're going to go from Instagram to TikTok, still make sure you're building out your own platforms. At least build an email list, because your account can get deleted from TikTok too without warning, right? Like, all these social media apps are, you know, you need to always have your own stuff going on too. The Sis Get Your Ish Together membership is on is called Mighty Networks, and it's an amazing, amazing platform. Like I said, it has its own app, and the customer service is impeccable. Shout out to Mighty Networks, man, because yo, they really paid attention to what was missing in the social media realm, and they did it. They made it happen. So big shout out to Mighty Networks. I'm really happy to be on that platform and to be using it to build my membership. Once again, www.authorccb.com is where you can get into the membership. And I'm going to go. I'm like out of breath. This is like the fourth podcast episode I've recorded today because I'm batching. This is the first day that I have my schedule completely clear. And I'm like, you want to know what? Let me make life a little bit easier for myself and let me batch. Let me record at least 4 podcast episodes, maybe 5 if I can today, so that I have episodes to drop for the next 2 weeks. I need to go drink some honey and tea. I mean, some honey and lemon. I'm leaving now. That's all. Ladies and sometimes gentlemen, I hope that you guys have a good rest of your mornings, evenings, afternoons, wherever the fuck y'all are in the world. Please be safe. Use condoms, trust your intuition, and use your discernment. And I will catch y'all on the next episode. All right? Much love, y'all. Go be great.